Roll call, Director Amezcua?
Present.
Director Bilodeau? Director Green? Director Meeks?
Here.
Director Nguyen?
Here.
Director Sheldon? Director Tran? Here. Director Whitaker?
Here.
Director Yeo? Here. Okay, you do have a quorum with seven directors present.
There are none. I think Crystal will probably introduce the item and introduce our guest.
Thank you, Crystal. So we have Abigail here this evening. Abigail, if you want to come up, she's a field representative from Congresswoman Young Kim's office, and she is here to present Mike Marcus with the flag. Abigail.
Hello. Excuse me. Good evening, everyone. My name is Abigail Fachtman here on behalf of Congresswoman Young Kim, and it's our privilege to be here tonight to recognize Mr. Michael Marcus on his retirement from OCWD after 35 years of service. And we'd like to recognize you for your exemplary leadership and your hard work ensuring that communities in our congressional district, as well as Orange County, have good, clean water and the resources that they need. So thank you so much for all that you do. We greatly appreciated your partnership with our office, and we will miss you greatly. So, and we wish you all the best in the next chapter of your life. And on behalf of Congresswoman Young Kim, I would like to present a certificate of congressional recognition, as well as a flag flown over the Capitol in your honor.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you. I want to take the quick, oh, she's ready.
Thank you so much.
To the consent calendar, do we have a motion, or does anyone want to pull anything?
If no items pulled, Madam Chair, I'll make a motion.
Second.
Thank you.
Okay. Roll call. Director Amezcua?
Yes.
Director Bilodeau?
Yes.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Meeks?
Yes.
Director Nguyen?
Yes.
Director Tran? Director Whitaker?
Aye.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
Okay, that motion carries with eight yes votes, with Director Sheldon absent.
Okay. next, we're moving on to item 17. Is that right? Item 17 on our agenda is to select a replacement for former Director Kelly Rose Open Division 7 seat. Seven candidates have applied for the vacancy. Before we begin interviewing candidates, we need to consider two actions. Our first action is to determine if we want to consider the application of Bruce Eliff, which was submitted 26 minutes after the requested 5 p.m. deadline on January 10th. If the board votes to accept the late submission, then the board will interview Mr. Eliff along with the other six candidates. Our second action is to determine if we want to use the selection procedure that is described in the staff report to pick the Division 7 replacement. So our first action is if the board wants to accept the late submission of a candidate to interview Mr. Eliff along with the other six candidates.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I don't know, is my mic on? Yeah, thank you. I'm a stickler for process and I really believe in the process. And so all of the others that applied turned it in on time and before the deadline. So I'd like to stick to the process that we have in place. That is just my recommendation.
Okay. Do we have a second?
I'll make that motion.
And I'll second the motion.
Okay. We have...
Madam Chair.
Please.
Sure, I received a phone call from our fellow director, Steve Sheldon, saying that candidate Bruce Eliff may... I don't have that information. I just wanted to bring that up. Here, what I see.
I haven't received anything.
Madam Chair, we have not received anything. I mean, there's a motion and a second.
So we have a motion and a second.
Yes.
Any other discussions or comments?
I had a chance to review all of the applicants' submittals, and you know, I trust that Mr. Eliff is a well-qualified candidate, but I agree with Director Amezcua that you know, most of us have gone through the election process, and then there's a deadline, and we should stick to that. And unfortunately, Mr. Eliff submitted his application a little too late. So, yeah, that's why I agree that we should not consider his application in this case.
Okay. We have a motion and a second.
Okay. Roll call, Director Amezcua.
Yes.
Director Bilodeau.
Yes.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Meeks?
Yes.
Director Nguyen?
Yes.
Director Tran? Yes. Director Whitaker?
Aye.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
Okay, that motion carries with 8 yes votes with Director Sheldon absent.
Okay, then we will move to interview 6 candidates. Our second action is to determine if we want to use the selection procedure that is described in the staff report to pick this Division 7 replacement. This procedure was developed by staff and the executive committee to assist the board in this process. At this time, I'll ask the board for a motion to use the selection process described in the staff report. Do we have a motion?
I'll make that motion.
Okay. We have a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, we have a second.
Okay. Roll call, Director Amezcua?
Yes.
Director Bilodeau?
Yes.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Meeks?
Yes.
Director Nguyen?
Yes.
Director Tran? Director Whitaker?
Aye.
Director Yeo?
Yes.
Okay, that motion carries with 8 yes votes with Director Sheldon absent.
Okay. At this time, we will, I'd like to request now that the candidates, as a courtesy, to move to the foyer outside the boardroom. Each candidate will have 3 minutes for an opening statement, and the board will be allowed up to 15 minutes per applicant for questions. The board will interview candidates in alphabetical order. Can staff please bring, well, first, I think everybody needs to leave, if you will. Are we missing somebody? There are six applicants. I only counted five. Oh, this man. I think, I mean, unless I just didn't notice.
Including Neely.
Right. Okay. So,
trying to call you guys. Hey.
Oh, I didn't get a call.
That matter.
I didn't. Huh? Oh, I didn't get it.
I was trying to. Like,
okay.
Brett Sanders is not in attendance, so there's five.
Okay. Wait. Do you
if he's not in attendance, then you don't interview him. I mean, the board can still consider him.
No, I just, what if he comes later? Then I don't know.
Well, it's up to the board
as well. Bridge when we get there.
Yeah, it's up to the board whether you interview him or not.
That's cool. Okay, our first candidate is Jim Fissler. Can staff please escort him in? Okay. Are there any questions or a desire for discussion about the candidates by the board members prior to beginning the selection procedure? Are there any questions or a desire for discussion about candidates by board members prior to the beginning of the selection procedure? And I assumed your comment was the discussion, but I thought I didn't ask everybody. Anybody? Nope. Okay. Everybody ready? Okay. Jim, welcome. Please, please address us.
Thank you.
You have 3 minutes.
Very good. So good evening, President Green, directors, board, staff, and members of the public. I'm Jim Fissler. I'm a director at Mesa Water District for the last 14 years. Mesa Water District and OCWD have a long-time partnership on water policy and litigation issues. We've recently joined with you to challenge the federal EPA clean trucks rule. And I want tonight to speak to you. I know we only have 3 minutes, but I want you to know two important things about me. First is my special district leadership. For 13 years, I have represented the special districts, serving as an OC LAFCO commissioner, representing all 27 OC special districts, including OCWD. I have visited almost every special district annually since 2011. For 4 years and counting, I've emailed a quarterly newsletter to every director at every special district, including all of you. I'm also the only candidate tonight that is a special district water retail member agency of OCWD. So the second thing I want you to know is my passion for this position. I was here the night that you decided to fill this vacancy by appointment. Since that night, I've attended every board meeting and I've actively participated by speaking to the board. And the same goes for your water issues committee and your admin and finance committee. I'm the only candidate that has done that. More importantly, my interest in this seat did not start with this appointment process. 14 months ago in the 2022 election, I ran for the Division 7 seat against a strong incumbent. I didn't prevail, but I did receive over 45% of the vote, which is a very strong showing. I believe I can defend the seat in November, should you appoint me tonight, and provide some continuity. I also believe that this seat should go to a special district member agency because there are five special district retail water member agencies among your 19 pumpers. That's 26% of your pumpers, but yet not one representative is up there right now. I'm the only candidate tonight that is in that niche. So I'm the most qualified candidate, 14 years as a water district director. I have the knowledge, the experience, the commitment, and the passion. I want to be appointed tonight. I want to take the oath. I want to go up there with you, start the vital job of providing water reliability and resilience to 2.5 million people in Orange County. And I'm happy to answer any questions.
Great. Okay. Do we have questions? Anybody have any questions? I do. I have a question. Oh, go ahead. Did you have a question, please?
Can you just give us a little information about what you think the role of this board is and how it represents the community that we serve?
Well, I would look at you as a local independent special district that's governed by a 10-member board, and you're responsible for the district's finances, for the water infrastructure, for advocating for water policy, and delivering a reliable and resilient source of water for the 2.5 million people in Orange County. That is your role.
Okay, thank you.
Anybody else? Okay. In your bio, you mentioned that you are serving on LAFCO. Do you see any conflict of interest serving on this board and LAFCO?
The philosophy at OC LAFCO is that every commissioner there is so conflicted that no one is conflicted. That's the truth. Okay. You're not expected to recuse yourself because, you know, the board is two county supervisors, two city people, usually mayors, two special district people and one public member. And we're all conflicted. Otherwise, we could never take a vote.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Anybody else have any questions? Okay. Good. Well, thank you for coming. And
thank you so much.
Are you going to wait out in the foyer?
Oh, I think I will. Yes.
Okay. All right. Can we get our next applicant, who is Leslie Lindahl? Welcome.
Well, thank you.
You have 3 minutes for an opening for opening remarks, and then some time for questions.
Okay. Well, good evening, President Green and First Vice President Tran and Second Vice President Bilodeau. Leslie Lindahl, and I am here as a candidate. On Sunday, I went out in my driveway and I found the newspaper, and I opened it up, and there was an article: seeding clouds to help make it rain. Now, I can't say I'm a fan of cloud seeding, but there was a quote in there by Director Whitaker that I really liked. And his quote was, "To be resilient, we have to create more water sources." And that hit home for me because you're a very successful district, and yet you're not complacent. That is very important. Given the challenges that you face. I have experience with large-scale projects that I share with you, as well as not being complacent. I served for a decade on the Newport Beach City Council, and every year our council would get together, would set priorities, and one of our priorities was the continued restoration of the Upper Bay and the dredging of the Lower Bay. And I became our council's lead advocate for this project. So in 2005, the Upper Bay, which is a $50 million project, it was in trouble. The money was trickling in at only $1 million or $2 million per year. And the Corps was prepared to decommission the project because it's very inefficient to deploy that equipment for very little work. So I got busy. I went with my city manager to Washington, D.C., and we met with Congressman Royce and Congressman Calvert and the staff of Senator Feinstein and some committees. And we had really good partners, the Corps of Engineers, an unheralded agency that just really pulls for these projects. We had the state helping us. And so what happened was the stimulus came about and it became a really big year, and we were able to complete the project. And so at the ceremony at the Moose Center in 2010, I spoke on behalf of the city, and I recognized the benefits, thanked the partners, recognized the beneficiaries of the project. And so, like you, we weren't complacent, and we saw the opportunity to dredge the Lower Bay. And the Lower Bay, Newport Harbor, has had a very thorny problem, and that was contamination. And so while the sediment from the Upper Bay restoration could be taken by barge, I think they actually called it a scow, to the dump site in the ocean, EPA dump site, the material in the Lower Bay was unacceptable. So we had to come up with a disposal solution, and disposal is a responsibility of local government. And so it came to our attention that the Port of Long Beach was having a project. They were constructing called Middle Harbor. And so they did a regional call for sediment. So we were able to qualify. We did a lot of testing, which was actually quite expensive, a lot of sampling. And we qualified, and then we were able to complete that project. And we used many of the same partners, particularly the Corps of Engineers. So that's some of my experience. And I have the time to do this. And I have a long time relationship, of course, with the city of Newport Beach. And I'm dependable and reliable. And I hope to be able to help you out with some of the problems that you have. And I was reading in their website. So, for example, Director Sheldon had gotten involved with the PFAS issue, and how we're going to pay for that.
Your time is up.
Okay, thank you.
Sorry, am I supposed to be calling the time? I was trying to be very careful about doing it, but it kept ticking. And so, am I supposed to be watching the time? Yeah. No. Okay, do we have any questions? Yes, please, Director Amezcua.
So thank you very much, and I appreciate the example, but I'd like to know, what exactly do you bring to this board?
So I have the experience with large-scale projects, particularly working collaboratively with people, both obviously with the staff, with the agencies involved, with congressional offices. I also have a lot of determination. So these were projects that people were giving up on. And we had a lot of skeptics, particularly with the Lower Bay. You're not going to be able to do that. So I think my determination is part of that. I've also, as you are, I've been in office, so I've worked a lot with the public. And on that, those projects too, did public outreach, wrote editorials for the newspaper. So I think it's important to engage the community. Water quality is something that the communities are really mindful of. And that's why, for example, and I go back to the issue with the PFAS, is I was watching television news and they were talking about it. So these are issues that people, you know, they're talking about, they're going to contact their elected representatives. What are you doing? Is my water safe? So I think public outreach is also a part of it. But I've had substantial experience with projects. At the city, the Public Works Department was my favorite department. We did signal synchronization and other things not related to water.
Okay. Anybody else have any questions? What do you know about OCWD, and what got you interested in serving on this board?
Well, I've had a long time interest in the board, and I actually ran in 2014, but Steve just clobbered me. So And he's a great candidate, but running against an incumbent, though, is really tough. I don't recommend it. I mean, just ask Chris Christie. I think that the opportunity arose itself, and I had to think about the time that it takes to do this. So I think this job takes a lot of time. And I'm no longer on the council, so I have the time to commit to it. And water is very exciting to me, and I like projects.
Thank you. Anybody else? No, that's it. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you very much.
Okay, our next applicant is Robert Uten.
I'll call him next, but
Welcome, Bob.
Hi, good evening, board. I'm Bob Uten. Board President Green and the board, thank you for allowing me to participate in the director appointment process. I'm a registered professional civil engineer. I have a BS in civil engineering and a master's degree in environmental sanitary engineering. I have a lot of experience in with CIP work in water and mainly wastewater infrastructure and rehab projects. And that's enhanced by my years running the sewage treatment plants next door, the operation and maintenance of those two treatment plants that supply the water that you reclaim, turn into potable water. I was elected to the president. I'm former president of the 7,000 member California Water Environment Association and the local sections. I've written some papers for WEF and a chapter in the book for the Electric Power Research Institute. I've done my due diligence. I've read the Orange County Engineer's Report, your proposed budget, and the Integrated Regional Water Management Plan. And I'm knowledgeable about PFAS now and the 3 years from now when those things are, when that regulation comes and another 40 wells will be taken out of service. I think my main strength is, you know, I was with the GWRS from its creation. I did the feasibility study to see if we could provide reclaimed water at the level that we thought it should be. I was on the team that selected the planning consultant. I was on the team that selected the design consultant. I was with the 32 iterations of the agreement between the Orange County Water District and Orange County Sand District. You know, I'm the only candidate that has the endorsement of Kelly Rowe's wife for this appointment. I'm a team player. I've been well respected as a board member and a staff member at Orange County Sand District. I'm retired and I have the time to do this job. I believe that I can help maintain Orange County Water District's excellence in world water management. And if that doesn't convince you, then you know, I'm also a professional stand-up comedian. Thank you very much. I'm Bob Uten.
Thank you. Okay, do we have any questions?
Bob, joke.
Oh no!
A politician, Joe. I could, but how long do I get? Sorry.
15 minutes for all questions. Okay. Yes, please.
So I have personal experience going from the technical side of just being the engineer to the policy side of being a council person director. Can you just give us a little bit of insight as to how you see those roles differently and how you'll make that transition?
Well, a director's job basically is three parts. It's a policymaker, a financial oversight, and and I forget the third one. being a technical person, you know, I had to learn a lot about how to set policy for the district. So what I've done is I've read, before I was elected to the Costa Mesa Sanitary District in 05, I read their policy and procedures manual to see what I potentially should learn about or didn't know about. On the technical side, that's my strength. You know, I've done engineering work all my life. I don't know if that's answered the question, but.
Anybody else? What do you know about OCWD and what got you interested in serving on this board?
Well, the main thing I know about them, you know, we've been next door forever. I was involved in the groundwater replenishment system, like I said, from day one. I supplied the water that Ms. Martin did her research on to see what type of processes would work for the district. You know, I've known as director of O&M purchased the Green Acres Project water mainly just to help them have a place to send the water to keep it a profitable enterprise for the water district. You know, I know most of the staff sitting through those 32 iterations of negotiation for how the GWRS, how the two districts should interact and what was expected of each. And that's my main association with them.
It's your question. You can answer it any way you want. Okay. Anyone else? Okay. Yes, please.
Yeah. Thank you, President Green. Yeah, Bob, we serve on the groundwater replenishment system steering committee for several years. So I always appreciate your insightful knowledge about, you know, the background and history of the project. My question is, what do you think is the biggest issue facing OCWD right now? Thank you.
Orange County Water District?
Yeah.
Well, it'll be the next types of projects that can put more water in the ground. I've researched that facet of Orange County Water District. I think there's 10 or 12 different projects that are on the cusp. When the Prater Dam is raised, I attend Waco meetings, and they had a meeting on seeding, storm seeding or cloud seeding to get more water in there. There's also an effort right now with Orange County Water District, Orange County Sand District, and the county to figure out how to meet their MS4 permits and get some of that water potentially into the basins and potentially into use on agriculture to minimize the amount of water, minimize the amount of agricultural water. I'm aware of all the research that the Orange County Water District staff does to try to increase the percolation in the basins. They go in with a lot of heavy equipment, scrape the bottoms off. They're going to level them out. They're also going to they're thinking about putting tile drains in the river so that the river can be the initial filter to reduce the amount of silt and material that goes into those basins. And I have a list of them. I think that's about it.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you. Anybody? Please.
Thank you. You raised an interesting comment that I've been bringing up every off and on when anyone will listen to me about it. And that's the diversion of water from the MS, because of the MS4 permit. Where the water that you said that you'd like to seek to go into the groundwater basin, where is that water currently going, that stormwater going?
Well, the goal, the MS4 permit goal, is to have none of that water go to the ocean.
Precisely. So is that water that's just going on site, or where is it going, you think?
Repeat the question, please.
It's a personal question. I'll ask you after the meeting. It's more because of all the prohibitions on having any runoff, less water is going in the river and less water is going in our basin. And so so I understand exactly what you're talking about, but we'll talk afterwards. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Board.
Okay. The next person, I don't know. I guess we could see if Brett Sanders is here. Okay, Eric Wigan. Welcome, Eric.
Well, I can only hear laughter. So if we're basing it on that, I'm already either doing well or I'm going to be struggling here. So we'll see how much limit to laugh so we can get. They're all judging it back there based on laughter. I don't know about that. Well, thank you, guys. I really appreciate it. Thank you, President Green and directors of the Orange County Water District. My name is Eric Wigan. I do want to offer my condolences to you for Director Rowe's passing. I'm not sure your relationship to him personally, other than being on the board over years. But if one of my colleagues passed away, I would feel it in the heart. So I hope that you guys are doing okay with that. But it allows me to have an opportunity to be before you today. And it's not something that I was looking forward to doing, not forward, but looking at in an advance. I wasn't planning on this, but my utilities director for the city of Newport Beach, I'm a council member for Newport Beach, him and I talked, and he thought I would be a really natural fit for this role. And I somewhat agreed with him, but I said, you know, what is the time commitment? I'm a city council member. And I looked, there's a couple of city council members here. So that actually works out, knowing that you're in the similar boat. We speak some similar languages, and some of you are former city council members or married to former council members. So I feel that I have a unique perspective. I've grown up in the district my entire life, Newport Beach. I've lived in several homes, but they've only been blocks apart from each other, just on the street of Irvine Avenue, which straddles Costa Mesa and Newport Beach. So I understand a lot about that area, the constituents that are in that area, what their needs are. And in fact, I've run for several offices in that area and have been successful. And in fact, my wife is a school board member of Newport Mesa Unified School District. And so she was successful, and I know some of the skills involved with campaigning. So if I'm chosen, I would be very dedicated to keeping the seat for this role. But I've been involved in public policy for quite some time. And I've worked for members of the state legislature, Assemblymember Jim Silva, Senator Pat Bates, and Assemblymember Lori Davies. I also worked at the Board of Supervisors for several years with then Supervisor Pat Bates. So I know public policy. I know this topic of water, not at a very micro level, but at a more macro level. And I'm not a policy expert on this, but I know a lot about what this district does, what you guys have done over the years, and have brought something amazing to this area. And we have a special district that has been able to allow us to have water when we're in drought. And that's because of this vision of this board over the years. So I'm grateful that it's here, and I want to keep it that way and expand on it where we can. I'm a team player. I'm somebody who can build consensus and work well with colleagues. And I would look forward to working with you guys on this board. And I, if there's any questions, I'd love to answer them.
Okay, let's move on to questions. Anyone have a question?
So thank you for being here. So looked at your resume and read it, and then what you shared right now. So, but I guess the big question for me is, you are a council member, I am a mayor, and it does take a lot of time to be on this board. You sit on several committees, and we want that commitment. So when you look at your time frame, what does that look like to you? And what is your priority when you, let's say you are brought onto this board, what would be one of your priorities?
So I talked to my wife about it. That was kind of the initial person that, you know, I needed to make sure that we're okay. We do have third graders that are twins. So, you know, we have a young family. So I want to make sure that that's something that that could work. And I did get her blessing to do that. So, you know, Wednesday evenings, I can make it work. And then you have some subcommittees that are required too. So, you know, I just need to map out that calendar and let my, you know, employer know and make sure that I've got the appropriate time to do it. But I understand the challenges that elected officials face when it comes to doing the people's work. So, you know, I'm not sure what the level of constituent comments are here based on being on city council, but I try to make time for that when it is appropriate, utilize my weekends of reading agendas and making sure that I'm up to speed on everything. I think as far as your question related to what my agenda would be, it's working well with my colleagues, learning the role in its infancy when I first start doing it. I'm not a policy expert on water, but I know enough to be somewhat dangerous. But you have an amazing staff here. And this staff has been working hard on these issues for a very long time. So I'm not going to come in here and try to micromanage staff. It's more about learning from them and getting a good handle on policy. But as far as what I want to accomplish, I think continuing the message, which is delivering safe, reliable, local water and keep Sacramento out of our business and do everything possible to continue to keep that local aspect in place and fighting beside our allies. And that's, I think, something I can bring to the table. There isn't probably one city council that I don't know one member of that council or special district where I don't know somebody that's on there or a member of the legislature or a member of our board of supervisors. So when we have people coming from Sacramento trying to go after us, we need to use our allies. And I have some allies that I could call on. I'm sure you have some allies. And I think that's what really works well with this board. I think there's some diversity here. We have Republicans, we have Democrats, we have independents. We need to utilize who we can benefit for the greater good of the district.
Uh-huh. Anybody else? Unfortunately, my screen is going in and out. So right now it's here. So if you've tried to, okay. What do you know about OCWD and what got you interested in, you've kind of answered, but.
Sure. You know, working with Jim Silva, assembly member, supervisor, city councilman, you know, he had a passion because he was on sand district. So, you know, everything originates at sand. We won't get into the details. And then it works its way over on this side. And okay, good. We can get them laughing a little bit too. But he had a passion for it. He understood it. So we'd always have those high level briefings, getting updates when Assemblymember Tran was there too. You got those same updates from OCWD and you understood because they could explain it. I was there at the groundbreaking when we were in 2008 and I was at the recent groundbreaking last year as a council member. So I got to see these great moments and going back to the mayor's, what I had mentioned about diversity, you know, you had Lou Correa and Dana Rohrabacher together at a spigot. Like, when are you going to see something like that? But they all understand what this is and how great this is. So I love that story to tell. That's the envy of the world. But, you know, 2.5 million customers this side of the county. Yes, I worked in South Orange County, so I know that they're a desert and they don't have the benefits that we have at OCWD and what they're all unimported or they have to figure out their own sources. But we get this magical source from under our ground and we have the system in place that brings it and delivers it right to your faucet. So, you know, our city, Newport Beach, we benefit from that. We have wells in Fountain Valley. We do a fabulous job and our residents are thankful for it. And I think the residents in the service area are thankful for it.
Good. Thank you. Anybody else? Okay.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for your time. And you have a lot of qualified candidates, so I don't envy the position you're in. And I'm grateful to be here tonight. So
thank you. Our next candidate is Mark Wiley. That's the last. Welcome.
Greetings. How are you?
Good. You'll have 3 minutes.
All right. I'll see if I can't do that.
Okay.
So I want to thank you for, that's a little close with my voice. I want to thank you for giving me time tonight. You know, obviously you have a really great district that provides water to me in Costa Mesa and manages the watershed for the rest of the county. I'm a CPA. What I'm going to really bring to this is some financial acumen. I've been a CPA since the 70s. I've had my own practice since the 80s. I recently sold my practice to another firm, and so I'm working there. I've been, since about 1990, the state of California has an auditing and accounting committee that really looks at the auditing and accounting rules. I've been on that committee since about 1990. I'm a former chairman of that committee, and so I understand that pretty well. I've been a peer reviewer of other CPAs since 1990. I teach CPAs about auditing and accounting, about 1,000 CPAs a year. I teach. In fact, I was looking at your financial statements, which are prepared by LSL. And last week, I did their annual auditing and accounting update for their firm. So I'm fairly well known in that area. I've been on the audit oversight committee for the County of Orange for 12 or 13 years. And the budget for the County of Orange is about $8 billion. And so the organization, the AOC, is composed of the CFO of the county, the chairman of the supervisors, the vice chairman of the supervisors, and 5 public members. And so I'm one of those 5 public members that are appointed by the supervisors. I've been a chairman 4 of my 12 years of that committee, and we've rewritten the bylaws 3 times since I've been there, and I've always been on the bylaw committee rewrite. And it was really important for us before there were more members who were in the county than there were public members. And therefore, when you had a chairman who was also a supervisor, your governance wasn't in very good shape because you'd be in a place where somebody who was inside the county would be voting on their own, would have the majority to vote against something if you wanted to have it that way. So today we've changed the governance where the 5 public members that the chairman and vice chairman is elected out of there. And we've really gone through and reworked the governance issues on a number of occasions to make sure that it works better. You know, you might ask, how did the Audit Oversight Committee get started? Well, guess what? This was a committee that came out of need. It came out of the bankruptcy. How many of you remember the bankruptcy? Okay. And so this is a one where we go ahead and do what's a risk analysis about where do we, you know, obviously we have a external auditor that we oversight. We have the internal audit department. We have the performance auditors. We have the treasurer, the auditor controller, and we go ahead and look at all of those aspects. And clearly all of our power, if you look at it, has to do with our ability to talk to other people at the county.
Your three minutes are up. Can you quickly?
Yeah. So basically, I appreciate your time. I'm going to provide some financial acumen if you choose me. I've talked to these people out here. They all seem great. You should choose the person that you think is going to function best in your committee. But I'd be happy to entertain any questions you might have.
Okay. Director Yeo?
Thank you, President Green. I'll go first. It's Mark. Thank you very much. I appreciate the expertise that you have in the financial arena. My question for you is, what is the most crucial issue that OCWD is facing right now?
Well, from, you know, my expertise is not in water. And so my ability to come on here is going to be help in the financial area, and I'm going to learn about water. So I really don't have an answer for that for you.
Okay. Thank you.
You bet.
Anybody else? What do you know about OCWD and what got you interested in serving on this board?
Well, clearly I've been a person who's been on a lot of boards, and I've a person who goes ahead and feels that you have a civic duty to work on things in your community. And of course, water is really important for the state of California and for Orange County, of, you know, in the way in which you take care of it. So I find it of interest.
Hey, do you have a question?
Well, I have a comment. Thank you, Madam President. Thank you for your service to the county, to the taxpayers. I think you're doing a great job at your expertise. You work at a great accounting firm. Tim Johnson there, I believe, is one of the partners. He puts up with me, so thank you very much.
He puts up with me. I'm right next.
But I'm worse, though. You can imagine. So, and I appreciate all the great endeavors that you've done for our county. And, you know, and you don't need to have a lot of water experience to initially sit on this board. I don't think, I certainly didn't. I don't think many of my colleagues did. It's the right public policy. That's what I'm looking for. So I just wanted you to know that. And I appreciate you applying for the position.
No, I appreciate you talking about that, because to me, learning about water would be very interesting too. You know, I've heard people talk about all of the tours and what kind of experience they get out of that. And to me, life is really having new experiences and understanding things that you didn't understand before.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. What? Oh, do we want to see if Brett Sanders came? I think the time is over, but like, yeah, okay.
There's no requirement.
Okay. What? Well, I'm going to ask first. Is there any discussion or anything before I call the applicants back in? Can we do that?
Yes.
Okay. Any discussion, any among the board? Please. Yes. Okay. The staff can now, when we're ready, can bring back the applicants into the board room, and then we'll have the selection procedure, which will be board members should use the provided paper that you all have. And I just went ahead and crossed out Bruce Eliff and Brett Sanders. and you circle the name of the candidate you want to nominate. Don't we put our names?
Yep. The names should already be on the, yeah.
Okay, got it. I know. I
just doodle.
You will now find out the doodlers. yes, okay. All right. And then okay, the board secretary will collect the papers after each round of nominations. Board members attending the meeting via Zoom will tell the board secretary or John Kennedy who their nomination via text or email. And then a candidate who receives five or more nominations, we can then just stop everything and decide to have a motion to nominate that person for.
At five, if there's five nominations, Madam President, you'd have the option of having a vote to select that person to fill the vacancy.
Right. Okay.
I have a question. I'm sorry.
Please.
Clarification. I'm sorry. You stated there's five. So we're only going to, if we vote once and there's enough votes, we don't need to do all five, correct? Is that
what you're correct. Saying? So each, just for clarification, each director gets one nomination. If there are five nominations for the same person, at that point, the board could not required to, but could at that point vote to select that person to fill the vacancy.
Okay. So I guess all of us will vote round one.
Do we want to ask the, if there's no further discussion, yeah, we want to ask the...
Yes.
So we probably can let them back in if there's no further discussion.
We'll give it to...
Board Secretary will
call Christina.
John received Director Nguyen's nomination.
I was going to say, I didn't realize John was voting tonight.
It's in his contract.
Gee, just takes over.
Among other things.
Madam President, yes, please. I may make some comments.
Please.
First of all, thank you so much for applying for the vacant directorship here. We miss Director Kelly Rowe a lot. He did go unexpected, but God bless him. Really, it was tough. I think the decision and... applicant Weigand was right. I think all five of you or five or six candidates who applied, you all bring something to the table with your assets, your backgrounds and experience. And of course the connections and the, and basically just your life experience with what you do. So it's difficult for me to select. And I'm sure that my colleagues on the board also have issues as well in terms of choosing the best candidates. All of you are very, very good and would be honored to serve. I just speaking for myself here to serve with any one of you, whether you're going to get selected or not tonight. Thank you so much for applying. Thank you so much.
I agree. Yes, please.
I concur what my colleague up here says. Thank you all very much for coming and being interviewed. I want you to know I did not have water experience either, but I sure in heck have learned a lot in the year that I've been sitting here, and it's a great group. And so, again, to all of you, thank you. And you all do bring something to the table, and I really appreciate you taking the time to be here with us tonight. Thank you.
Anybody else? No? Okay.
Okay, President Green, applicant Eric Weigand received 7 nominations.
Wow, okay. Okay, Eric, can you please come up? Yeah. Oh, yes, I'm sorry.
We need a motion.
Okay, we need a motion.
I'll make a motion.
Okay, we need
I'll second.
Second. We have a motion and a second.
Okay, roll call. Director Mezqua?
Yes.
Director Bilodeau?
Yes.
Director Green?
Yes.
Director Meeks?
Yes.
Director Nguyen?
Yes.
Director Sheldon?
Yes.
Director Tran?
Yes.
Director Whitaker?
Aye.
Director Yao?
Yes.
Okay, that motion carries unanimously, 9-0.
Okay. Oh, we're swearing them in right now, please.
Well, one, I just want to congratulate Eric and welcome him to the board. But one of the things I thought that put him over the top was just his focus on the constituents and who we serve here at the board. So very excited to have him join us on this board and carry our mission forward.
Okay. Okay. Eric, we're going to go ahead. Oh. Right. I thought I had asked that you have a copy. Okay.
You should.
That I will support and defend the Constitution of the United States, all enemies, foreign and domestic. I will bear true faith and allegiance to the Constitution. I take this obligation without any mental reservation or purpose of evil. I will well and faithfully discharge the duties upon me.
Eric, please come up and just sit. Okay. Next on our agenda is water resources.
The information is contained in the packet, Madam President. Okay.
Yes, thank you, Madam President. At yesterday morning's SAPA Commission meeting, we received an extensive legislative report from Beth Olhasso of West Coast Advisors. Should be an interesting year this year. Also, the per day of service rate for commissioners and alternate commissioners was automatically increased by 5%, effective January 2024. But the big feature yesterday morning was the board unanimously adopted resolution 2024-2 to recognize Mike R. Marcus for his contributions and service to SAPA. So I was very pleased to hear the resounding comments by all the commissioners. We were all present and thanking Mike for all of his years of valued service to SAPA and his regular attendance at SAPA, and it made a big difference. And one of the impressive features were that the other general managers were there as well, and some of them were alumni of OCWD, actually started here. So Mike's influence has spread far and wide in Southern California and beyond, and it was a pleasure very much to make that motion for that commendation because it's well-deserved. So thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
And that's all, Madam President.
Okay. Sorry. Moving on to committee reports, communications, and ledge.
The material is contained in the packet as well as the minutes.
Okay.
Thank you.
GWRS.
Oh, that's right. It's contained in the packet. Yes, that's a new development. So thank you.
Issues?
Also contained in the packet.
Finance?
Director Whitaker was very busy. He chaired a meeting on my behalf, and I attended as a member of the public. So
well, I'm packing the packet, it sounds like.
Okay. Any other report on committees or conference meetings attended at district expense at which a quorum of the board was present? Buddy? Okay. Next, the president's report. This morning, Mike and I were at Molten Egel, where they signed an MOU with Denmark. Very interesting. So, okay, General Manager.
I would just like to, seeing that this is my last board meeting as General Manager, I would like to thank the board for their support over the years. Many of you, 20 plus years. And it's been my distinct pleasure having served in this capacity, sitting here in this chair for probably over 300 board meetings, and loving every minute of it, just about. But you know, I'm excited that the board, in their wisdom, chose John as my successor, John Kennedy. And as I've been telling people along the road, it's going to be a seamless transition. and John's going to do a great job. Won't miss a beat, but I just want to thank all of you.
We will miss you. Next, General Counsel.
We have directors. Actually, yeah, we have director's reports, and I know that Director Sheldon.
I would too. So comments.
Perfect. Yeah. I do. Sorry.
It's up to you whether you.
Yes, director's comments.
Could you please? Some of your office. Could you grab us some coffee?
There is. Yes. A bit hungry right now. Maybe some.
Where's he going? Madam President, may I, Mr. Manager, if it's appropriate, I would like to make a motion to either give that chair to the retiring the general manager, since he's so attached to it and he's been sitting at least 300 meetings on that chair. I think he owns it now. I don't know if it's a broken.
I don't think we
should. On the agenda, Director Cran, unfortunately.
Give to public.
Probably, yes.
Chair, it is somewhat important to the prep back. So we have a big party tomorrow night, Mike, and I don't know if we had an opportunity, is everything going to discuss a gift for him? So throw in on it, or how the district, I don't know if we use taxpayer dollars or our own money, how we could. I certainly would like to put it on something that we can collectively put together. So I'll just leave it like that and throw it out to my colleagues.
I'll donate money as well.
Okay.
Yeah. Madam President, I would make a motion to donate money for him to buy a chair, for us to buy a chair.
Yep.
I think that would be sentimental.
That's really nice for him. There's something from
last night Dennis was thinking of things.
Let Dennis shop.
Well, he's a big golfer, I believe, right, John? Maybe we can get him a foursome at some fancy golf course or something, or something like
that.
We
can get that for probably. I think we can get that at pretty easy at.
I was going to say.
I probably have a connection at the Elgin Hill Course.
Word, just so you know.
Oh my bad.
We don't use any kind of word like that.
I'm happy to speak to somebody who might know.
That would be great if you could do that. We really appreciate it. Okay.
Was this vote contingent? Was this vote contingent on me paying for everything too?
To use that word, because I will not give any money to a connection. Just come from Santa Ana. That word means a lot.
That's golf related. Guess that, but that's. Why would that be like a special club or?
Let them shop. We'll just donate money and let them shop.
Well, who are you going to designate to be the shopper? I guess is your first thing you need to figure out.
Yeah. I say we put the new guy up to it.
To the new guy, because he has a connection.
Well, he may know somebody who knows somebody.
Give him cash. I'm not giving him
the gold, then the rat stamp.
The check to John. You guys all write to me, and I'll write to John, or you guys all want to. I don't want to. I don't use Venmo. My wife does, but. Okay, so I'm going to give John a check for, we're going to do 100 each. Is that good?
I don't know. How much do you need?
100 each. 100 each is good for golf. I'm going to Venmo your wife $100.
We'll figure it out.
Steve, I'm going to Venmo your wife, not you. Okay. All right. Well, you got to get it somehow.
Okay. So do we just write a check? Is that, or if you have cash, just. Do you, Are you going to do it or is Eric going to do it? John's going to do it? John will do it? So you'll give us the information so we can get the money to you. Is that right? Can we go to the back to C2 and do that?
Okay.
Now,
General Counsel has. Oh, go ahead. No report other than welcome Director Wiegand and no closed session this evening.
Okay. All right.
So we have world peace. Huh? No closed
session. The meeting adjourned.
The meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.